With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Justice Department has announced attempted assassination charges against Ryan Wesley Routh, who allegedly stalked former President Trump at his golf course in Florida. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he's grateful the former President Trump is safe.
The attempted assassination on the former president was a heinous act. I'm grateful that he's safe. And as I said, immediately after the event, the Justice Department would spare no resource to ensure accountability in this matter.
The upgraded charges reflect the Justice Department's assessment that he methodically plotted to kill the Republican nominee, aiming a rifle through the shrubbery surrounding Trump's West Palm Beach golf course on an afternoon Trump was playing on it. Routh left behind a note in which he described his intention. On Thursday, October 3rd, the group Focus on the Family's annual Bring Your Bible to School Day will expand in scope to also include businesses nationwide. Spokesman Emerson Collins explains October 3rd will now be known simply as Bring Your Bible Day.
In our country, religious persecution is not as prominent because of the rights that we have under the First Amendment, which is definitely something worth celebrating for Bring Your Bible Day. That's definitely a piece of it. But we have lots of stories of teachers who are unaware of these First Amendment rights, who confiscate Bibles from students or certain policies in the workplace about speaking about your faith. However, we are protected under our First Amendment rights to share the good news of Jesus in our places of work, in our schools.
Collins adds that Focus on the Family's efforts will be bolstered by the Christian Nonprofit Legal Association Alliance Defending Freedom if any schools or businesses interfere with the exercising of religious freedom on October 3rd. On Wall Street, the Dow by 83 points, the NASDAQ rose 100. This is SRN News. An NFL Hall of Famer takes on Kamala Harris.
Former coach Tony Dungy has a problem with the vice president's assertion that, quote, one does not have to abandon their faith to support abortion. Writing on X, Dungy asks Harris, quote, exactly what faith are you talking about? Are you talking about Christianity or some nebulous general faith that says we're good enough and smart enough to make our own decisions? The vice president identifies as a Christian and attends a Baptist church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite some of the worst persecution in the world, the church in Iran is the fastest growing anywhere. That's the conclusion of many Christian analysts and religious freedom experts. International Christian Concern says house church movements have begun all over Iran, providing deep fellowship that's helped many Iranian believers to remain firm in their faith amid great persecution. It's unclear exactly how many Christians there are in Iran, but estimates run as high as a million. This is SRN News. Oregon election officials struck over 1,200 people from the state's voter rolls.
That's after determining they did not provide proof of citizenship when they were registering to vote. The mistake occurred in part because Oregon has allowed some residents who aren't citizens to obtain driver's licenses since 2019. The disclosures come amid heightened scrutiny of voter rolls nationwide, from Oregon to Arizona and Texas, as the presidential election nears. Citing an influx of immigrants in recent years, Republicans have raised concerns about the possibility that people who aren't citizens will be voting. John Scott reporting.
Johnny Cash is now standing tall inside the U.S. Capitol. The late country singer on Tuesday became the first professional musician to be honored with a statue in the Capitol, placing him alongside other major figures from American history. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.